This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, March 11, the weapons of our warfare. From Matthew 26, "Put your sword back in its place," Jesus said to him, "for all who draw the sword will die by the sword." These words of Jesus largely go unheeded today. We choose war over peace, intimidation over cooperation, propaganda over mutual understanding. Judas and the armed crowd approach Jesus with weapons and a deceptive greeting. When they seized Jesus to arrest him, Jesus' disciples reacted with reciprocal violence. In pressure situations, we are tempted to use weapons of this world. We grab the dagger of forceful words and chop people to pieces. We insist on revenge. Christians often play the game of intimidation, control, and approval just as much as the world does. But nonviolence is the path Jesus chose. We must disarm our mouth, demilitarize our mind, and pacify our heart. We all know what happens when the honeybee uses its stinger. It dies. Jesus calls us to produce honey rather than a stinger. Do not return evil for evil. Turn the other cheek. Go the extra mile. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. Jesus manufactured weapons of love and persuasion. Paul insists, the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. In his death, Jesus purchased peace with God for us. He says to us, "Put your sword back in its place."
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.